In the California gubernatorial free-for-all, Republican Bill Simon took his hat out of the ring this weekend. Simon lost last year's gubernatorial race to Democrat Gray Davis, who's now working overtime to hang on to his job. Just over 6 weeks remain until voters decide whether Davis becomes the second governor in American history to be recalled. NPR's Ina Jaffe is following the race, and she joins us from NPR West. Hi, Ina.
Hello, Leanne.
Does Bill Simon's decision to quit the race change matters very much?
Changes them somewhat. There were four Republicans in the race. Now there will only be three, and that clears the field, many believe, for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is the leading candidate from that party. And Bill Simon also was sniping a lot at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this removes some of that criticism. The Republicans remaining in the race are Peter Ueberroth, the former baseball commissioner, but he has pledged not to conduct any negative campaigning, so there'll be no criticism of Schwarzenegger from him. And Tom McClintock, a state senator and a conservative, remains in the race, and there will still be some criticism coming from his campaign, and he has sworn that he is not going to drop out, but then Bill Simon had made the same pledge.
Clearly things don't look too good for Gray Davis. Is time running out for him? Can he save himself?
He still has some time. The latest poll that's come out from the Los Angeles Times just this weekend shows that 50% of the voters are inclined to recall him, 45% are opposed and want to keep him. That's actually better numbers than he's had in the last two polls, so that does give him some hope. What he's doing now to raise his profile is he's speaking before all the traditional Democratic groups, the Latinos, African Americans, women's groups, environmental groups. He's governing in public, so to speak. He's being very public about the legislation that he's signing. And he really needs to be able to count on them to be able to turn this thing around.
How are other state Democrats treating Davis at this point?
Well, they're all uniformly opposed to the recall, but more and more they have been flocking to the one other prominent Democrat who is in this contest. Actually, he's the only Democrat on the replacement ballot, and that's Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Bustamante's been running with the slogan, no on the recall, yes on Bustamante, and with things looking dicey for Gray Davis, many other Democrats are starting to follow Bustamante's plan. Even Gray Davis now has sort of acquiesced to this fact, and he's saying nice things about Bustamante and saying that he'll energize voters and bring more of them out to the polls, but he has stopped short of endorsing him.
You've mentioned what's going on with the Republicans and with the Democrats. What about the independents? Are there others that could actually influence the outcome of this?
There are two candidates that could. It's not that they are likely to win, but they could influence the outcome on the recall and for the Democrats. Those candidates are Arianna Huffington, the self-styled progressive and independent and the well-known political commentator, and the other is Peter Camejo, who's the leader of the Green Party. And especially in the Bay Area, where the voters on the Democratic side tend to be very liberal and think that Gray Davis is too conservative, they could take votes away from Cruz Bustamante on the replacement ballot, and they could also increase the number of votes to recall Gray Davis.
Ina, is anybody talking about the issues? I mean, anybody talking about how to resolve the state's very serious budget and economic problems?
Well, they are talking about it. How specifically is another question. You know, Leanne, it was interesting at Arnold Schwarzenegger's news conference last week. He said he wouldn't raise taxes, most likely, and thought that California's problems could be resolved with budget cuts alone. And when he was asked what he would cut, he said, well, I don't know now. And anyway, I don't think the voters are interested in figures. And when I'm elected, I'll have an independent audit done. And when I find out the results of that, then I'll tell you what I'm going to cut. It's going to be interesting to see if he can hold that position all the way to Election Day. As for the other candidates, Cruz Bustamante has been specific. He says he wants to raise taxes, income taxes on the wealthiest Californians, also raise taxes on cigarettes and liquor. And Gray Davis has said he wants to reconsider the entire tax structure of the state of California, which perpetually seems to leave the state a few billion dollars short of what it's actually spending.
NPR's Ina Jaffe. Ina, thanks very much.
Thank you, Leanne.